Up next on the program, the story of another great grad. As a young immigrant from Ethiopia, Almaz Ashalu dreamed of becoming a teacher, just like her mother, who never got the chance. All that Almaz needed was for someone to believe in her and support her as she learned a new language and settled into a new culture. And she says she found that support at Gordon Bell High School here in Winnipeg. When she graduated in 2012, she was awarded a full scholarship to university, and this year she got her degree from the University of Winnipeg, and she's already starting to pay it forward. She is this morning's great grad. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're a teacher.
Yes, I am.
How does it feel to be able to say that? I'm a teacher.
Well, it's unreal, to be honest. I don't know how to feel because I just graduated, and it's a bit overwhelming to actually be here in my life. So it's a blessing, I would say.
Why did your mom never get the chance to be a teacher?
Well, my mom passed away when I was about two. She was fighting for her life for ovarian cancer. And unfortunately, she didn't make it. So she passed away, and it's unfortunate, but it's part of life.
Where you're from, though, she left a legacy. Did she build a school?
Yes. Well, she built a school, not a school, but like that was her plan. Mm-hmm. So she built two houses. One is for us to live in, and across it is like, it looks like a school. So her, from what I hear from my dad and my relatives, is that like she had planned to have like an orphan care where she would have kids attend some kind of schooling or some kind of caring place where kids could benefit from.
So it was something that she never got to realize.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, she obviously was your inspiration from when you were really little, or when did you understand that you were in fact the kind of person that would like to be a teacher too?
Well, it has to be when I was little. Like, I didn't know much about my mom because unfortunately I was two when she passed away. So just from what I hear about her and how she played a very important role in our community and how she was a very driven person to just, she just loved people and helping the people that are unfortunate, living in unfortunate conditions. So I always wanted to follow her footsteps and hopefully achieve her goals that she unfortunately was not able to do so.
Let's talk a bit about your journey. You and your sister came to Canada when you were nine. What was it like starting off in a new country?
Wow, it was, to be honest, when we were back home, when we heard about like our opportunity to come here and join my dad, it was the most exciting news we ever heard. You know, coming to Canada meant like having an opportunity and starting a life that would benefit not just us, but our relatives back home that need support. So when we came here, obviously we didn't think about other things that we might experience. That is the culture shock and learning a new culture, and also the language we didn't know it's going to be as hard as it was. So I would have to say the cultural shock was one of the things that we had not thought about when we got to Canada.
One of the criteria for the scholarship that you were awarded was overcoming personal hardship.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
so tell me a little bit about that.
Personal hardship, like I mentioned, the cultural aspect of it was one of the hardest things that we experienced. And also being away from family, and our dad was here, but we didn't grew up with our dad. He left Ethiopia when we were really young. He moved out so he could find a better opportunity for us that would benefit our future. So when he moved out, it was just me and my sister living with our grandparents.
So you're adjusting to that relationship,
yes.
New country, language.
Yes. Yeah. So when we got here, obviously that was really hard. And we came from a huge family too. We grew up with our, you know, cousins. We had our house was always full, even though we didn't have much when we were back home. We had love surrounding us, and we had our grandparents that showed nothing but love. So when we got here, it was a little bit different, just adjusting into a smaller unit, I would say.
I want to invite on another guest on the line. Almaz has mentioned won Gordon Bell's Arlington Street Foundation scholarship and says that it was a huge part of her getting to her grad. And now that scholarship was started by a former grad of the high school 10 years ago. Arlene Skull is the principal of Gordon Bell. She was there when the scholarship began, and she is, in fact, about to retire, but she's on the line with us now to get involved in our great grad story today. Hi, Arlene.
Hi, good morning.
So what was it like when you saw Almaz win this scholarship?
Oh, it always touches your heart because you watched a child, a young person, I shouldn't call them child, a young person adapt to the culture, learn the language, make friends. You know, it's a really hard road they travel, work so hard, and then this golden opportunity appears. It's heart-touching.
Hearing about her accomplishments since then, maybe you guys want to say hi to each other. You want to say hi?
Hi, Alma.
Good morning.
What does it feel like to hear her now? Here she's sitting. She's a teacher.
Well, I already knew because she asked me for a reference, which I gladly gave.
That's lovely.
I'm just very proud of her.
When the scholarship began, what was the sort of thinking around it?
The thinking was because Mr. Lonardelny himself went through very hard times when he was growing up, and he had to sacrifice his immediate goal, and then he has become a very successful businessman. So he wanted to give back, and so he set the criteria that a student would do well in school, didn't have to be top of the, 99% average, participate in sport and demonstrate that they can overcome and withstand challenges in their lives.
So 10 years of recipients, what have others gone on to achieve?
Actually, three of them are in education, which is very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Were the stories of what people had to overcome, were there any threads that were similar?
They were challenges that I would wish that no child ever had to face. Reading their essays is it brings tears to your eyes.
When you think about how Gordon Bell supported you, Almaz, how important was that?
I believe it's very important because school meant a lot to me because of the teachers that I encountered, and they were really helpful they were a lot more understanding of where I was coming from and the struggles that I was facing within the school, assignments or some things that I was not achieving as my other classmates. They were more understanding and they gave me their time. So they were very supportive in that sense.
I mentioned in the introduction, people might remember that there was an aspect of this where you're already going to pay it forward.
Sure.
And they might be thinking, what's that about? So you're about to become a mentor to another recipient of the scholarship as well.
I'm very excited about
that. So why did you want to do that right away, to just say, now I'm going to help right away, I'm ready?
I always wanted to be that person. Because I benefited from people that did help me, that did mentorship, like Mr. Coulter. He was there throughout my journey. He didn't just stop saying that, okay, we gave you the money, now there you go. But they held me accountable and responsible for what I was trying to achieve. And that meant a lot to me because they gave me their time, not just only their money.
Oh, Arlene, she sounds like a teacher to me. How about you?
Yes. Actually, I think that's the most beneficial thing about the scholarship because, young people hit a snag and they've got a mentor right there that's on their side.
Almaz, good luck with grad, and thank you so much.
Yeah, well,
I can't wait to see what you do. And Arlene, I'll just take a final moment with you. How many years at Gordon Bell? You're retiring, I mentioned.
15.
How are you feeling about that?
I have mixed feelings. I've enjoyed it very much, but I'm going to miss the young people for sure, and a wonderful staff, I have to tell you.
How many years as an educator in total?
Oh, I hate to admit this, but 48.
Wow.
I tell people I started at age 10.
Why did you do it? What drew you to the profession?
I worked with young children in the inner city when I was 19 as a park lady. And I wasn't really interested in education that much, and I absolutely loved every minute of it. And then I went into education.
What are you going to do now?
Well, I'm going to travel. I'm going to visit friends and see my daughter more. She lives in the States. And beyond that, I haven't made definite plans yet.
Well, thank you so much for the contribution you've made in 48 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, in education in our community. Thanks so much for being on the show this morning as well, Arlene. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
In studio, Almaz Ashlew, graduate of University of Winnipeg's Department of Education. And on the line there, Arlene Skull, principal of Gordon Bell High School, who is retiring this year.